chapter 24. Therefore, stay awake, for you do not know on what day your Lord is coming. But know this, that if the master of the house had known in what part of the night the thief was coming, he would have stayed awake and would not have let his house be broken into. Therefore, you also must be ready, for the Son of Man is coming at an hour you do not expect. This is the text. Over the past few weeks, our gospel lessons have focused on the end times, the coming of our Lord on the last day. It's what we do at the end of the church year, as we each year tell the history of God interacting with his people and the anticipation of what is to come. And at first, it seems quite curious that a gospel reading, which could easily have been used last week in the final Sunday of the church year, also applies to the first Sunday of Advent. This actually is the alternate reading for the appointed gospel lessons. You might notice on the cover of your bulletin that it is talking about Palm Sunday and Jesus entering into Jerusalem there, riding on the donkey, because that actually is the primary appointed gospel reading for today. Because Advent, it is not simply a countdown of shopping days until Christmas. This is a penitential season where we are focusing on the fact that because of our sin, because of the sin of Adam, the Son of God had to enter into the world as the child of Mary to be that lamb of sacrifice to take away the sin of the world, and the reality that he is coming once again. And so with watchful anticipation, we wait for the Lord. The world around us doesn't understand this. It looks at Advent as being simply a few weeks away from Christmas, and could not understand why we would have a gospel reading from Matthew chapter 24, at the end of Jesus' ministry, and Jesus talking about the final day and the hour that no one knows except our Father in heaven. The world around us questions why, we would discuss such themes during this festive holiday season, when everything's focused on what happened at Bethlehem. We are looking forward to Christmas. It is a joyful time, but we are in Advent. Yes, Thanksgiving is over. The mindset of everyone is looking forward to December 25th. Christmas decorations are in all the stores. Walmart had them up in September, but that's a totally different issue. Some of our own decorations have already been put up here at our church. Why aren't we talking about Christmas things? Well, we aren't talking about Christmas things because this is Advent. It's time to talk about Advent things. And Christmas is such a joyous celebration of the Christ child coming at Bethlehem. But Advent is the time when we prepare for that reality that Christ is coming. For which coming of Christ is Advent a time of preparation? His first coming at Bethlehem, or his coming on the last day? Well, it's a trick question, because Advent points forward to both. And during this season, we are going to spend plenty of time talking about John the Baptist and his ministry, and we'll tell the story of Mary and Joseph as they are led along on the journey to Bethlehem. In our midweek Advent services, we're going to focus on the words of Mary as she visited Elizabeth, and John the Baptist leaped for joy in the womb of his mother when the voice of Mary was heard. However, the Advent season, as I said, is not just a countdown of shopping days left until Christmas. This is a time to prepare for the coming of Christ. And as Christians living in the days following the death and resurrection of Jesus, he tells us to stay awake, keep watch, be alert, be prepared for his return, or be prepared for the day the Lord calls you out of this life. We do not know the day or hour that we'll meet our Lord face to face. St. Paul, in our epistle lesson, he tells the world to wake up. He says, the hour has come for you to wake from sleep. The night is far gone. It's almost over. The day is at hand. The advent of our Lord is upon us. During these past few weeks, as the church year came to a close, we have spent a good deal of time already on this subject, talking about the end times, the coming day of judgment. But as we begin this new season of Advent, our focus only changes a little. We are going to spend a few weeks looking back at that miraculous event when the Son of God entered the world as the child of Mary and was there in her womb. The Son of God takes on human flesh. He did this for a purpose. He had to be the second Adam so that he could restore everything that the first Adam destroyed and be that lamb of sacrifice. And as we spend these weeks looking back at that most miraculous event, we never stop looking forward to that next time that Christ is going to visibly enter into the world. And the next time he comes, he's not going to present himself as a child. He's not going to spend years walking and talking among us. He's not going to suffer once again. His sacrifice was complete. It is finished, he says from the cross. The next time that Christ comes, he's not going to suppress his divine power. He's going to display his glory for all the world to see. He's going to enter the world to the sound of trumpets of angels. He will be seen, as Scripture says, like a flash of lightning stretching from the east to the west in all of his glory, and all of creation will witness the power of God. Christ says, therefore, stay awake. Keep watch, because you do not know the day or the hour the Lord will come. Now he says this to prepare his disciples and the disciples of all generations. And he follows this with somewhat of a, well, shocking comparison as he compares his return to that of a thief breaking into your house at night. We look forward to Judgment Day with joy. No one looks forward to a thief breaking into their home. But for those who are spiritually asleep, who are neither watching nor prepared, Christ's second coming will be an even more unwelcomed event than the act of midnight burglary by an unexpected thief. For many people, in fact, unfortunately for most people, Judgment Day will not be a pleasant day. Therefore, we need to be awake. We need to be watching. We need to be prepared. Because he is coming. And the Son of Man will come at an hour when you do not expect him. Now last Sunday, we had our Preparing Hearts for Advent gathering. And the ladies invited me to speak for a few minutes on something Advent themed. So, in anticipation of what we're going to be doing this season, focusing in on our Wednesday services with Mary and Elizabeth, and, you know, there when, of course, John the Baptist, you know, leaped for joy in the womb, I read that portion of Luke chapter 1, and what I focused on was something that, of course, we had to learn at seminary how these ancient writers, it was a writing style used in back in Jesus' day, especially among Greek writers, where they would use parallel or repeated concepts that direct your attention in any one little section to the most important thing. And it's really handy so you know exactly what you're supposed to be focusing on. So I shared this with him. I mean, you know, what puts you in the holiday mood more than studying grammatical nuances of ancient Greek literature? You know, I really know how to liven up a party. But the point that I was attempting to make was when you look at that particular bit of text, the central focus of the conversation between Mary and Elizabeth, and even with John the Baptist leaping for joy in the womb, the phrase that is central is where Elizabeth says, "Blessed is the fruit of your womb." The focus, the most important character in that entire section, it's not Mary, it's not Elizabeth, it's not even John, who gets more references than Jesus does. But the Gospel of Luke is telling you is that the most important thing, the central, most important aspect of this little episode where Mary greets Elizabeth is the fact that the Son of God is in the womb of the Virgin, just as he promised through the prophet Isaiah. What is true for you and me right now and every hour of every day going forward in your life is that the most important thing happening to you right now or at any point forward is the reality that the Son of God entered the world as the child of Mary and he fulfilled his task of being the second Adam. He came as the Lamb of God who takes away the sin of the world. He died upon the altar of the cross and proclaimed, "It is finished." And as we acknowledge throughout this Advent season, he is coming once again. So our Lord says, stay awake. Keep watch. Be prepared. And rejoice. The advent of our Lord is upon us. Amen. The peace of God, which surpasses all understanding, keep your hearts and minds in Christ Jesus. Amen.